This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Left-handed praise for Roger Hallam protest. Roger Hallam is in the headline of a Bagot column in the conservative UK-based weekly The Economist. Really, the revolution must have arrived on the British Isles. Likely his name means little or nothing to most, but he has been the man behind the scenes and behind the bars, driving some of the biggest headline-grabbing protests over the environment in that country for a decade. Think Extinction Rebellion, which spread to many countries around the world after street blockings and actions against oil companies where he was a co-founder. Or Just Stop Oil, which he also co-founded, that encouraged drenching a Van Gogh painting in tomato soup. To say that these groups take climate change deadly serious is an understatement. I've had some brief exchanges with Hallam. One of Acorn's members in England had written me asking me to send him a copy of my Nuts and Bolts on Acorn Organizing Methodology, because he had expressed interest in reading while in the Huskow. I did so by following the circuitous recommended route of what it took to get a book behind the bars, sending to someone assigned to make the delivery. Eventually, it was returned to me, undelivered to no surprise, and I still have it, inscribed and ready. Nick Ballard, head organizer of Acorn in England and Wales, and I had a lengthy conversation with Hallam, we in Sheffield, he's somewhere in London, once he was free again. Also, unsurprisingly, he was less interested in Acorn and the book than whether or not he could get us involved in his next big project, a citizens' assembly of sorts that he was trying to launch. The Economist can't help begrudgingly admitting to the effectiveness of Hallam, his advocacy and organization, saying, politicians in Westminster pretend that street politics does not exist, and if it becomes impossible to ignore, that it does not work. Hallam and friends provide the counter. Extinction Rebellion helped create an atmosphere that pushed a conservative government into becoming the first G7 country to pledge to reach net zero by 2050. Just Stop Oil's goal of banning new oil and gas licenses in the North Sea is now government policy. Ideas can affect the body politic only if they are already in the bloodstream. A citizens' assembly is a mad idea, but then so is an upper chamber concerned consisting of party donors and apparatchiks. And here you are reading about it, thanks to Apple Crumble and Custard. Admittedly, the columnist isn't really happy about all this, but his left-handed compliments can't avoid giving the devil his due, continuing to say that British politics has taken a millenarian turn. A movement without a pet civilizational threat seems pointless. For parts of the left, the looming threat is a climate apocalypse. For the right, it is a Britain overrun by fighting-age males from abroad. How can stodgy centrists compete with the end of the world and invasion? Castrophopism sells Mr. Hallam and his ilk realize this earlier than most. Act now because it's too late was an Extinction Rebellion slogan. In focus groups, voters despair that things can hardly get any worse. The radical becomes rational, and so Britain has become a nation where grannies are happy to risk jail and the mothers will join a mob. The Economist is uncomfortable with Hallam's advocacy of the effectiveness of being willing to go to jail for civil disobedience. His stint was triggered by a recording of a speech before a group sought to block the M25, a central London highway, which, depending on where you are, could have happened to any of us. Civil disobedience is in the headlines in the UK now as well because the government labeled the non-profit activist group Palestine Action a terrorist outfit for their actions and advocacy. Swedish activist Greta Thunberg was arrested recently by British police for holding a hand-lettered sign in support of Palestinian Action. Some 27,000 people have been arrested for similar support of this group. It's a tactic worth consideration, but it's also lucky for British progressives that the police there are unarmed. Protesters around ICE's brutal tactics in trying to deport immigrants have had vehicles fired on them 10 times. And a mother of three was killed in Minneapolis as she drove away from an ICE officer. There's a line in a Jason Isbell song, Bury Me, that I keep in mind and might be worth remembering depending on the situation in protest. Well, I ain't no cowboy, but I can ride. And I ain't no outlaw, but I've been inside. And there were men of stone, boys, and there were men of sand. Long nights alone, boys, head in my hands. That's another way of expressing this as well. Don't do the crime unless you can do the time. Civil disobedience works, but it's not a tactic to take lightly. So use it well and organize it tightly. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments. www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.